make a decision to obey the Lord, the Holy Spirit gives you the anointing, but then he also has to give you the sustenance to keep on going. That sustenance is going to come from different parts of the body for different reasons. And I did keep hearing John chapter 14, so if you have your Bibles, go to John chapter 14, because seeing John, by the way, whispering to the Lord, that was another vision that I was enjoying for the moment, because John is, John's gospel for me is very special and very precious. I go there often just to find comfort. And verse 1 says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not is the underlined words that I pray is in your Bible. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. And in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me. You also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way. The truth, life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. No one comes to the Father except through me. For a long time in my walk with the Lord, I heard all kinds of solutions. How to get to God, how to touch God, how to connect with God. And every time there was an inner knowing when it was false, because people make excuses for themselves and for others. And when this particular word came alive for me, the Holy Spirit began to confirm over and over about the intensity of the calling that was in our Savior, Jesus Christ. When you look at his lifestyle and his choices to obey, they cost him something. So how can we be like him if we expect not to have a price? We can't. There is a price. There's a price that you came today. There's a price that you paid just to be here. Anybody relate? How many get war games on Tuesdays and they are on Wednesdays and Fridays or church nights? Okay? I related this to a friend of mine the other day. I said, when we first started the prayer group in Three Rivers, and I shared a little bit about Children of Light, and I did that, I think it was on Sunday, right? And I was trying to remind people. My wife and I had to come to an agreement that from Sunday night on, because of that Tuesday night meeting, we had no more conversation with each other. Because we couldn't. Because either I would bite her head off or she would bite my head off. And I mean bark. It was awful. So we both came to that agreement. It was time to shut up from Sunday night on. We had it wonderful all week long. We went to church. We did all these other things. But come Sunday night, it was like a trigger would shoot off from the enemy, and he would definitely try to bring division between us, and we had no peace in the house. Well, guess what? You can't accomplish a great deal when you're in full of turmoil on the interior, and you're trying to prepare to obey what God wants to do with you when the anointing is going to be coming on you. And the enemy does not want that anointing on any of you. So he's going to do his utmost. You say, are you trying to give credit to the enemy? Well, I'm trying to let you know he's real. And there is an adversary that will definitely do something to stop you or try to stop you. Your decision to go forward is going to cost you. And will you have grace to be able to go forward? Yes, you will. Will you enjoy the trip? No, you might not. You may not enjoy it. You may find it hard or harsh, if you wish. But what I can encourage you in is that I learned, if I trusted him by choice, that he would provide from the body something, someone. Sometimes it was a phone call. Sometimes I would learn later on that a word of knowledge would come, a word of wisdom would come, a scripture would come to my heart. Someone would let me know, hey, I'm changing. I can see the change. And those little testimonies kept me going. Those little things that God would use for different individuals would transform my way of responding. Why am I telling you this? Because I'm praying that because of the feast that we're about to enter, yes, we are going to have an effect in this area. Now, the train was moving, correct? It wasn't standing still. And to me, that's important. And a train holds a lot of people. A train is a ministry. Can be. Where does it go? It goes from place to place. And I know we have people coming in from Canada. I spoke to them last night. I also got a phone call that we've got some people from Worcester that are coming. So we're at a crossroads. Okay? In case you don't know, there's a big sign on Interstate 90, just one exit down, that says Crossroads of New England, which we never knew was there. There's a memorial there, right one exit down, which is where we were before. Why did God move us here? Because he wanted to. We found that out the hard way. After the fact, sometimes, right? So, what am I saying? Do not let your hearts be troubled. That's the directive today. I don't want you to start letting your heart get all bent out of shape about what he's doing or why he's doing this with you or me or someone else. The whole body of Christ is going to be needed. The whole body of Christ, all these pillars that he wants, definitely need to be in place. Now, I'm reminded that Jerusalem was turned upside down. And in 70 AD, I believe that the obedient believers were out of the city. You know why? Because the scripture said they sold their homes and they gave the money to the poor. And everyone had sufficiency. Now, would you be willing to sell your house? If God said to, I'm sure you would. But if he's about to destroy an area, I mean, he knows that the army was coming down, yes? So why should he leave his people there? He got them out. You say, well, wait a minute. What are you saying? I'm saying that if something should be taking place that God wants to do with us as a believing church, and he wants to prepare this body to be so intertwined with each other, completing the mission of the Lord, to give the good news, it's not just for our satisfaction that we've got numbers in the house. That's not the point. The point is that there's a love flow between each one. And that love flow will be so strong that, like the Russian people learned when they were under persecution, that they knew where the prayer meetings were, not by a telephone call, not by a cell phone, not by a radio program, but by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit saying to them, take this bus, go down that street, take the next bus, go down the other street, and then go up to such and such a number, and there's a prayer meeting there. The church is meeting. You know, there was more obedience by the Holy Spirit in the Russian cities when the persecution was full blast than there is when everything is wide open. Because now they're not trusting in God, they're trusting in self. Did you ever trust in yourself? You trusted a fool. Trust in me, he said, didn't he? Let's go back. I am the way, verse 6, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Trusting him to reveal the Father to us, I believe, is what I'm praying will be happening in this feast. That's part of what I believe is going to be happening. Not just the peace and the rest of the Lord coming into our hearts, but the Father's plan and the Father's visibility, I pray will manifest through the ones that God has chosen to speak to us. Now, do I know every single member and how it's going to work? Absolutely not. You know why? Because I'm going to be listening to him just like you. Be prepared. Be prepared to give what you have. Be prepared to release what you have. Every member has something special. If the Holy Spirit presses you, carry on the commission. Carry out what he tells you to do. Trust him, and it'll all work out beautiful. Trusting in him was something that I had to choose, even beyond my emotions. Because you know what? My emotions could not be trusted. Do not let your hearts be troubled, Kim. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Trust in God. Trust in Jesus. Trusting in his Spirit will transform us. Trusting that his Holy Spirit will sustain us and carry us to the next level is really what we're all about. Don't forget, when you are giving of yourself and you are opening up to your Spirit, there is a war that you may ignite, but the one that will complete it is the Omega. The one that says that I am the end. I will finish it. I will complete you in my image. See, a lot of times I thought for a long, long time I had to become perfect in order to be used. And that was shot full of holes. That's when I became holy. And I leaked out everywhere. When God shoots you and me full of holes, we have a chance to leak out. When you're leaking out, God's going to bless somebody. Be conscious of the truth of his love. Be conscious of the truth of his grace. Every step of the way, he's going to change you. Every step of the way, he's going to probably, like me, push some buttons that you may not like, but his grace is sufficient for you, just like it was for me. His grace is sufficient for you, just like it was for me. There were seasons when I've had people who've come to me and say to me, oh, if you only knew. And sometimes I didn't dare tell them I knew because they thought I'm crazy. You know, what is this crazy guy? How could he know? You know what? One thing we have in common as believers, we all go through a test. And every one of us has to come to the place where we rely on his grace. And when we are relying on his grace, guess who gets the glory? He does. All who come to him will not be unhappy. You might not comprehend for a season, but you won't be unhappy. He will fulfill his destiny. As long as you say, Lord, let your will be done as best you can. Now, when I say as best you can, you remember, you're made up of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. The soul part of you and me is usually pretty stubborn. Anybody relate with the stubborn part? Okay. Our friend Doug came here a year ago at Passover, and he reminded us that all of us are made out of flesh. And there's a man of flesh and there's a man of the spirit. I pray he'll touch on that when he is here. And I also believe that he will help you sustain yourself in obedience to the Lord. That's the gift that he is. I was excited when we communicated. We're looking for more. Stay in obedience to each other. Pray for one another that you may be healed. May the anointing, may the press of the Spirit remain with you as you go forth in this night. Confirm and reconfirm that which you've called each one of us to do, to obey. Father, bless the families that are represented in this place tonight. Father, those that have needs of healing that have put our message out, either by phone or by the internet, Lord, we ask that you would release grace to them and real, true restoration, fullness of restoration in their bodies, in their souls, and in their entire spirit. Glorify your name through this. Glorify your name through this special season that you've called us to. And Lord, manifest yourself to every single person. Let your angels continue to confirm and to surround and protect each individual as they go home. Lord Jesus, be glorified. Lord Jesus, be glorified. And all of God's people said, amen.